Tustin City Council, school board candidates debate transparency, safety, parental rights. Candidates for the Tustin Unified School Board, Mayor and City Council had an hour-long debate October 17 over some of the most pressing issues in the city and its schools, such as transparency, safety, and parental rights, in front of a couple of dozen residents. Tustin School Board District Area 3. In attendance was incumbent Lynn Davis, representative for Tustin School Board District Area 3, who was first elected in 2018 and is seeking re-election in the upcoming November 8 election. Davis was previously an at-large member of the school district from 2002 to 2018. He has an MBA in finance from Harvard University and works as a self-employed business consultant in his free time. Tustin Unified produces top-level educational results year after year. Our community members benefit tremendously because we do so well, he said. Davis touted some of his accomplishments during the forum, including saying he had saved taxpayers money by refinancing some of the school's bonds, thanks to his background as a CFO. He also mentioned what he called Tustin's success in addressing school safety. According to Davis, Tustin Unified was the first in Orange County to hire mental health professionals in 2014 to help children with mental issues and prevent future bad behavior. Since then, he said, the district has expanded such positions from 3 to 10. We are the leader in Orange County when it comes to school safety, he said. He also discussed plans to prepare schools for those who try to get on campus unauthorized. By the end of this month, every employee will have hands-on training on what to do in case of a school intruder, he said. Also in attendance was Kelly Felton, who is also running for the seat. Felton is a former USC breast cancer research scientist and current biological sciences professor teaching occasionally at several colleges in California, and she also has two sons who attend Tustin schools. I started attending school board meetings, and I noticed that the meetings were not attending to parents' voices, she said. She said she decided to run for the board to be that parent's voice. She additionally said, if elected, she would advocate for stronger math, science, and anti-bullying programs. Felton said through the last several months of campaigning and speaking to community members and parents, she has received feedback regarding various issues in the schools, such as kids being bullied in bathrooms. She also said parents are concerned about unmanned entry and exit points at schools. She said if elected, she would address those concerns by advocating for more anti-bullying education programs and involving parents more. She said she will focus on encouraging parents and teachers to work together. I do believe parents are the primary educators of their children. They have parental rights all the way up until they're 18, she said. Tustin Mayor Rebecca Becky Gomez is seeking to fill the open mayor seat on the Tustin City Council. She was elected to the City Council in 2020 and previously served as its mayor pro tem from 2010 until 2018. She also represents District 1 on the Orange County Board of Education and is on the Orange County Library Advisory Board, amongst numerous other positions. Gomez said she has been a Tustin resident since 1988, where she and her husband John have raised their three children. She said feedback is important to her and will often seek it while walking at the park or when shopping at the supermarket. It's really informative to find what people's concerns are, she said. Gomez retired in 2021 from serving as dean for the Health Science Division at Cypress College. She has also held various management and consulting positions in hospitals and outpatient clinics and has spent over a decade coaching youth sports. She said her experience managing and leading different groups gives her an advantage. Tustin needs a mayor and council who has a demonstrated track record of accomplishments in various areas. I hope to represent Tustin with honor and dignity because leadership matters, Gomez said. Austin Lombard, Tustin's current mayor for the last year, was also in attendance and is seeking re-election. He was elected to the City Council in 2018 and previously served on the city's Planning Commission. He is also a former reserve deputy for the Orange County Sheriff's Department and currently represents Tustin on the Orange County Fire Authority Board of Directors. He is also an attorney for a construction and engineering company. Lombard said during his time as mayor, Tustin has balanced its budget, paid down pension liabilities, and relocated after some parents protested the city's temporary homeless shelter from being near an elementary school to a former U.S. Army Reserve building. He said he makes it a priority to respond to residents through email and social media and emphasize their input is important. My job is to work as your mayor, to represent you, to come up with the best possible solutions to the issues facing us, he said. Lombard also said as mayor he has prioritized transparency and hearing divergent points of view. You cannot serve as a mayor of the city and only listen to one side of an issue, he said. With 5 children, 3 of whom are old enough to attend Tustin Unified Schools, Lombard said his family is rooted in the community of Tustin. We are here. We are a fabric of the community, and I want to continue serving you, he said. Tustin City Council. Ray Schnell, a Fortune 500 executive, entrepreneur, and business advisor, has been a Tustin resident for 10 years and is running for the Tustin City Council District 3 seat, which encompasses the northeast part of the city. As the son of a former Air Force general, Schnell said his father imparted to him traits of faith, family, hard work, and individual responsibility which, he said, he now bestows to his 2 daughters. My call to service, which was passed down after my father, and I've passed down to my children, is a reason why I'm doing this, Schnell said. I want to serve my neighbors here in Tustin. Schnell said one of the key pillars of his campaign is government accountability and transparency. I would have an open-door policy, he said. In addition, he said public safety is a top priority. Schnell said he is the only candidate running that has the full backing of both local police and fire. They know my commitment to public safety is absolute for both fire, police, and school safety, he said. Frank Gomez, a former Montebello councillor from 2009 to 2011, mayor from 2011 to 2012, and former Montebello Unified School Board trustee, is in the running for Tustin City Council District 3. Gomez is a Harvard-educated chemistry professor at California State University, Los Angeles, and a local and statewide leader of science education. He has lived in Tustin for about 10 years. Gomez said some big issues the city faces are affordable housing, climate action planning, and inflation brought about by the COVID pandemic. As a former councillor, he said he helped save Montebello from bankruptcy and being taken over by the state, and that his public service experience makes him a superior candidate. He also touted his endorsements, which come from what he said was a wide swath of people from all political persuasions. Some of his endorsements include Allison DeMichelis, Tustin School Board member, Katie Porter, U.S. Representative, and Letitia Clark, Tustin City Councilor. His final remarks to those attending the forum were encouraging voters to choose experienced leaders. It's the bottom of the ninth, and you have a choice of playing your best players with MLB experience or those just brought up from the minors. Whom would you choose? Gomez said. The forum was hosted by the Tustin Chamber of Commerce.